The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to The Grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable, safe, and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is The Grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder who's telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Wake up. Rise and shine, everybody, man. I'm so excited, man, to be back online with you guys this morning. I see you guys chiming in, man. Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. We have that unscripted conversation here, ladies and gentlemen, that people will just think about but they won't say. But guess what? On this show, we say it because it's necessary. We don't say it to hurt. We don't say it to get even with nobody. We say it because it's necessary to bridge some gaps. We say it because it's necessary to move people to the next level. But we do it with taste, ladies and gentlemen. So that's why you guys are here. You guys are here so you can help me do that. You can have input on the show. You can express your interest in what we say. You can give your opinions, because your opinions absolutely matter, right? So good morning, everybody. I see you chiming in. Michelle, Sam Beavers, thank you for jumping on The Grind. You are live right here on The Grind. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Nathan McCray. Guys, I go by the name of the Millionaire Mastermind because you know what, man? I can mastermind some stuff. I'm not going to shortchange myself because I know the things that God has given me is for everybody out there. And guess what? I'm going through the things that I'm giving you. Either I've been through them or I know that they're right there. I know what's happening. So I'm just letting you guys in on what I go through every day, what runs through my head. So now you're going to be in my head this morning, all right? So y'all tread lightly. Great morning, Miss Sonia Gilchrist. Thanks for jumping on The Grind. You are live. Miss Andrea Harden, rise and shine. Absolutely. Great morning. Miss Shelly Sambiris, I said good morning to you, but I'll say good morning to you again. What's up, young lady? Hope Richardson, cool. Okay, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Congrats to you and Christian on graduation. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. That dude is here. He's like just bathing in it right now, so he's happy to be home. Lil Bryant, welcome, man. Welcome to The Grind. Great to have you. Welcome. Tiffany Macon, great morning to you. Welcome, young lady. Vicky Durr, great morning. Welcome to The Grind, man. Y'all share this out. We're going to talk about something it's going to piss some people off today, but guess what? It always happens that way. We don't tread any lighter because it's something that's going to piss somebody off. All we do is we tell you to wear some steel-toed boots. All right, because you're going to get your feet stepped on at least once during the show. All right, and also don't just put the helmet on, buckle the chin strap up, because you're going to run into a wall that you didn't think was yours, but guess what? It's yours. And we always say if the shoe fits, put it on. But most importantly, try it on. If it doesn't fit you, then walk away from it. All right, and that's synonymous with what we want to talk about today, man. I know a lot of you have actually been through what I'm talking about on the show today, and it is And I thought I had it on there, but I guess not. No problemo. No problemo. We'll get it on there. But what's going on, Tashani Moore? Thanks for jumping on The Grind, young lady. You are live. So what we want to talk about is never judging a book by its cover, you know. And I believe it's so important, man. And like I said, I go through the same things that everybody else goes through, sometimes times five, sometimes times ten. You know, it just depends on what that thing is, you know, but we're on this show to bridge some gaps. And you most definitely do not want to ever judge a book by its cover, man. I've been bitten by that. I'm going to be super transparent. There are some people right here on this show this morning listening. You've been bit by that as well. You judge a book by its cover. But when we come back, man, I'm going to go into why exactly you don't want to do that, some of the things that you run into when that happens, some of the feelings and the different things. We want to get into it, but more importantly, man, I want to hear your comments on this topic as well, because I believe it's important for some people to move forward, because some people are stuck right there. And I'm going to tell you exactly why I know you're stuck, because I was stuck. And when you get stuck, all you do is say, God, help me get unstuck, right? Help me get unstuck. And I'm going to tell you, when you ask him to do it, I'm going to tell you right now, do it. Right back.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought I would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, man, welcome back to The Grind, ladies and gentlemen. Won't he do what he said he would? I'm telling you right now, I know that he will, because he keeps on doing it over and over and over again. Man, we're talking about this morning, never judge a book by its cover, right? Never judge a book by its cover. And I'm telling y'all, man, before we get into that, man, I'm super excited. We're in a frenzy around here. We're trying to get ready to head out to South Africa tomorrow evening. And, man, I tell you, it's going to be a journey in the every sense of the word. I mean, 17-hour flight. Not looking forward to that. But what I am looking forward to is to spend time with a team down in South Africa and really breaking bread, man, rolling our sleeves up and getting some work done down there, man, in South Africa. But, you know, want to have a good time as well. You guys, so pray for safe travel. So with that being said, you know, this will be the only show for the week, because we'll probably still be in the air. We will definitely still be in the air on Thursday morning. So this will be the only show. So I wanted to put that out there for you guys, but, you know, share this out, because we're going to bless somebody this morning and talk about some stuff that's going to help them definitely this morning. Welcome to the show, Ms. Elena McCann. Brinson, I see you chiming in. Good morning to you. Welcome to The Grind. You are live. Welcome to the show, Ms. Sonia Gilchrist. Thank you for the congratulations on my son. Now I got to deal with this dude for a summer before he goes back to college, and he wants G-Wagons and all. Yeah, he said he wanted a G-Wagon. And I said, bro, Daddy don't have a G-Wagon, so you ain't getting a G-Wagon, not right now. So my son is very, very, he is very, very hard to please in terms of that. But you know what? You know, if you guys saw my wife, Ms. Pam McCray, on the Wake Up and Win call yesterday morning, you heard her talk about, the sacrifice that he made, the sacrifice that we made, you know, him going from the familiar to the unfamiliar, and actually being in that thing and actually moving in it and embracing it. And there was a moment where we had to give him some pep talks. But you know what? That's life, right? That's life. So we move forward in that thing, man. Welcome to The Grind, Ms. Gemma James Graham. Good morning to you. You are live on The Grind. Ms. Rachel P. Joseph, welcome to The Grind. You are live, young lady. Welcome. Thank you for jumping on. Ms. Monica Allen, great morning to you as well. Welcome to The Grind. You are live. Ms. Sean Jackson Hughes, welcome to The Grind. You are live with us right here. Mr. John B. Riley Jr., as always, welcome, sir. Welcome to The Grind. Ms. Tawana Simmons, I see you chiming in down there. Welcome to The Grind, young lady. Welcome to The Grind. So, man, let's jump right into this thing, man, because I want us to understand that, you know, a lot of times we see people going through different things in life, and as they're going through things in life, man, I'm telling you, I used to be one of those people. I didn't know what that person was going through in life. I really didn't. I didn't know if that person was having a hard time, if that person just missed it for the day, if that person was just being stupid, if that person was just being goofy, yeah, I used the stupid word. If that person was just being ignorant or ignorant, whatever you want to call it, whatever it is, I didn't know, you know. And years ago, I learned, you know, that you never know what a person's real situation is. You never know what they're going through. You can't really judge the person until you know the journey, until you're in that person's shoes. And that's why I developed an attitude of empathy as opposed to an attitude of sympathy. I never want to be the person that gets sympathetic with a person, because when you get super sympathetic with people, it doesn't put you in the right frame of mind. When you get empathetic, that means you put yourself in that person's shoes. And if you put yourself in that person's shoes, now you can fully understand what they go through. And I'm going to get kind of graphic on the show this morning, because I think it's necessary. You know, we deal in health and wellness here. And, you know, one of the hardest things for me, let me take a coffee break before I say this, because I believe transparency creates the connection between people. And in whatever you do, if you're transparent enough, that means you're honest, you have great character, and you're confident in yourself enough to say what you're feeling, but you say it the right way. So I'll be super transparent. You know, us being in health and wellness, I was the type of person. I used to have a very high metabolism, and that metabolism, I didn't realize that, you know, I was. Some people say you're blessed with a high metabolism. Some people, and I'll tell you, sometimes it's not always a blessing to have a high metabolism, because, you know, people with high metabolisms, they struggle as well to put on weight. So they can't put on weight, so they got to put on muscle and things of that nature. So, and then some people will say, you know, I have a slow metabolism, and I didn't know. I knew that I had a higher metabolism than most, but when I would look at people, I would be like, well, why does that person struggle with weight? Or, you know, why don't they just do this, this, and this? And then years ago, it hit me that, you know, it's not an easy journey. I'm not giving you guys an out. I'm just acknowledging that, you know, in the realm of health and wellness, we're talking about weight loss. We're talking about the loss of inches, whatever you may want to call it, feeling better in general. It's a journey. And it's something that you have to really tap into and have to work at. And I'll tell you this, being healthy is not just the size, okay? Being healthy is a state of mind. Being healthy is all about a lifestyle, because it's all about what you put in your body. And when you put it in your body, ladies and gentlemen, you're looking to get some good results out. But some people just haphazardly put things in their body, not really caring what they get out. They want something out. They want to put good in and get good out, but they put bad in and get bad out. And years ago, I realized that about myself, and I got a grip on it. And I said, if I'm gonna want to build a body, if I'm gonna want to build, you know, a healthier me, then I'm gonna have to do certain things. Am I always good at doing those certain things? Man, absolutely not. There's times when I fall off the wagon too, you know. And there are people that are walking around and they have some serious health issues that they deal with. All right. And let's just keep it 100. You know, hey, great morning, Volvo. Thanks for jumping on the grind. Great morning, Sophia Skeen. Great to see both of you young ladies. Thank you for jumping on the grind. You are live. You know, I had to be honest with myself, and I had to realize that when people are going through certain things in life, you have to understand what they're going through and empathize with them, because, you know, some people, some things were hereditary, but I'm going to tell you right now, I fully believe that anything can be broken. That's just me. I believe that any people will say, well, you know, this just runs in my family. High blood pressure just runs in my family. Diabetes just runs in my family. I'm not a medical doctor, but I'm just ignorance on fire. And I believe that if you want to break a cycle, then anybody can break a cycle. Okay. So that just going to take something from you. Actually, it's a sacrifice that you're going to have to make. And this isn't a health and wellness call. I'm saying this to you guys because I want you to understand, you know, that you can never judge a book by its cover. And there's a lot of different facets to that. And I'm starting with health and wellness because, you know, I'm really, really familiar with that piece and a lot of them really. But I'm telling you guys this because people are struggling with weight. And when you see a person struggling with weight, you can't judge that person. You can't look at them and say, oh, that person's overweight and they just got to eat better. I just got to do this. And it's easy for you because you're already in that vein. But that person's struggling with some real issues and they need some gaps to be bridged. And if they don't get in contact with the right people to help them bridge those gaps, or if they don't deploy the right strategies to help them bridge those gaps, then they'll be walking around unhealthy for the rest of their lives, and that lifespan may be short. So while we're on the health and wellness piece, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you guys that the cycle can be broken. It's not going to be easy. But if you start now, then you've gotten the hardest part of it behind you, which is the start. A lot of people just don't want to start. Guys, let me tell you, eating healthy, there's nothing super, super glorious about it. It doesn't feel good at first. It doesn't. That's why we say do it for 30 days, because when you've done it for 30 days, then your body has become accustomed to you putting different things in your body. But if you just give yourself 30 days and say, man, you know what, for 30 days, I'm going to do this thing no matter what. I'm going to chime in. If I want to lose weight, I got for 30 days. I got to punch myself in the face. I got to punch myself in the gut. I got to slap some donuts out of my hand. I got to hold my steering wheel tight, before, so I don't turn over to the fast food. You know, I got to make sure that I'm not hanging around the people that are eating the bad stuff where I know that that's my weakness. There's some things that you have to deploy that first 30 days. You have to do it. Because most people, if you get a trainer for 30 days, most people can't afford a trainer, first of all, right? So, but if you get a trainer for 30 days, that trainer's going to, that good trainer's going to hold you accountable. He's going to say, I need your cell phone number. I need to know where you live. I need to hold you accountable, because if you tell me that you're tired, you're not coming today, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm coming to your house to get you. Or even tell you, I'm not training you anymore because you're not serious, right? Same with your nutritionist, guys. Health and wellness has everything to do with what you put in your body, but it's all about you for that 30 days, right? That 30 days, it's all about you. And I'm serious about this, guys. It's not just, I'm serious about it because I want you guys to be serious about it, because there are many people that are walking around and they're ticking time bombs, and they know that, but they don't have the intestinal fortitude to actually do anything about it, because they're so accustomed to doing what they've been doing. It feels good. I'm going to tell you right now, guys, sugar and salt are the two number one killers that are killing people around the world. And it's all because we're being slaves to our taste buds. Imagine if you didn't have not one taste bud on your tongue. Imagine. You wouldn't be able to taste your food. So therefore, you wouldn't care what you put in your mouth, right? You would say, okay, I'm just going to eat the healthy stuff. What? I can't taste it. We don't understand that those little demons on our tongues, it's what's really keeping us where we are right now, because we want to taste it. We want it to taste good. Everybody say, oh, what'd you put in this? It tastes so good. Salt. What? Oh, this pie is great. What'd you put in this? Sugar. Those are the two things that make things taste so great. And those two things are killing us, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys just to get that piece before we get into something else, because a lot of people will make excuses every single day. Well, I'm this because of that. I'm here because of such and such. Guys, once you take control of your life and you stop holding everybody else accountable for what you do and hold yourself accountable, then that means that only you are the person that's doing what you do, and now you can get yourself straight. And I want to hear some of your comments on this, because you know, guys, we can't do anything. A lot of people are saying, I want to be healthy, I want to be wealthy. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that it doesn't matter how wealthy you are. If you don't have any health, eventually you will leave this earth and money cannot go with you, right? Monique Williams says, for new habits, just do it. Absolutely. Let's see what else we got here. Sophia Skeen says, I used to think I'll always be a certain size because it runs in my family, until I found Total Life Changes. Absolutely. She decided to break that cycle, and she found the one thing that sparked her into action. And that's what we all have to get to, guys. Monique Williams Davis says, you are so right. Health is a reflection of self. John B. Riley says, it takes hard work and dedication to break the cycle. If it were easy, everyone would do it. Absolutely. But you want to be the exception to every rule, right? Right? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Princess Severius, welcome to the grind, young lady. Rachel P. Joseph says, truth, my brother and I are the only two out of my mom and dad's kids who do not have high blood pressure or high sugar. That cycle was broken, absolutely. That cycle was broken because, you know, you decided to do something. Guys, these are just decisions that you make. And once you make that decision, you know, and you hold yourself accountable and you don't make any excuses for yourself, then guess what? You start to move. Nobody's going to say you're going to take those Mother May I giant steps. It may be baby steps. You may start off, as I always say, if you eat 3 cheeseburgers a day, as you may cut it down to 1.5, you know, but most certainly keep moving forward. And don't make somebody else accountable or responsible for the reason why you are where you are, man. And I don't want to stay on this subject, you know, but, you know, I want to make sure that you guys get this and you understand. Monique Allen says, the truth brings back childhood memories of my grandmother and everything that glitters ain't gold. Absolutely. And on that note, man, I want to jump off of the health and wellness piece, because I can stay there all day, ladies and gentlemen, and I can be transparent with you and tell you guys firsthand that I don't always eat the right stuff. I'm going to just keep it 100. But, you know, I have a high metabolism, but just because I have a high metabolism doesn't mean I can put the bad stuff in my body, because I'm still affecting the organs in my body. So you know, and I'll say this last piece on it. The reason I say it's a 30-day transition, because when you do it for 30 days, ladies and gentlemen, your body becomes, your taste buds change. What you put in your mouth, if you go down to the Whole Foods store, if you just start Googling, guys, Google is an amazing thing. If you start Googling anything that you want, healthy foods, and you know, veganism, you know, vegetarian, if you start Googling it, it's a wealth of knowledge on there. I didn't know that there were overweight vegans for a long time. I didn't know. When a person told me they were a vegan and they were overweight, I was like, what? I said, how are you a vegan and you're still overweight? Then I learned that, you know, vegans actually just don't eat any animal byproducts, right? But they still eat things that could turn into, metabolize itself into fat. So I learned that, but Google helped me understand all of that. So guys, there's a wealth of knowledge at your disposal, and I want you to be able to tap into it. And if you don't tap into it, guys, that's just constantly you being in denial, that you don't want to do any better because you're a slave to those little taste buds. All right, it doesn't even get to a point of being hungry anymore. It's not that. It's the little taste buds on your tongue, honestly. So if you taste the food, it tastes good, so you want it again. All right, it's a cycle, guys. Maisha Bright says the level of toxins in our food is the cause of for cleansing, and food is the cause for, the reason why we need to cleanse and fast. Absolutely. And guys, you know, I don't know if you guys know, but the company that Pam and I are a part of, guys, Total Life Change, we have an amazing detox tea that will help you clean that stuff out of your body. It's called ISO tea. So you know, absolutely, go grab some of that, and you can start your journey, guys, on getting the bad stuff out, getting the good stuff in. All right. So let's talk about, you know, not judging a book by its cover, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I talked about from a health and wellness perspective, you know, walk a mile in somebody else's shoes and you understand, you know, what's going on with them. And a lot of people will judge people from the outside, and they don't know what's going on the inside. And we talked about being empathetic to people, putting yourself in that person's shoes. What would you do if you were there? How would you want people to treat you if you were that person? You know, people are going to be mean. I'm going to tell you, some of the most hateful people in the world are little kids. I'm going to tell you right now. These little kids, they don't have a conscience. These kids, they'll say whatever comes. They have no filter between here to here. They'll say whatever they want to say. And they do that, ladies and gentlemen, simply because they're children. They don't know what hurts your feelings. But a kid is probably one of the best examples of transparency. But their transparency can be malicious sometimes. But empathize with the person. You know, how can I help them? And I say, you know, and that goes over to everything. When you see a person, you know, and you see that person, and that person may have this, you know, on their body or that on their body. They may wear a hat that you don't like, and you know, they may be wearing different. Let's just get right into it, guys. When you look at people and you see certain things about people, sometimes you make assumptions. And what they say about assumptions is, when you make an assumption about somebody, when you assume, that means you make an ass of you and me, right? So never assume. So here's what I do. And I learned this years ago, guys, and I still struggle with this. And I still have to try to walk in it every single day. When you see a person doing what they do, you don't know what that person is going through. You see that person on the outside. If you want to know more about that person, then strike up a conversation with that person. If you don't know what's going on the inside, you don't know them, then you cannot make an assumption of what's going on. If that person's hair is red, you know, you don't know them, you may say, I don't like that. I don't like people. I don't like red hair. You know, you may even go as deep as say, I don't like people with red hair. But the reality is, you don't know this person. There's some people that have red hair that have dyed their hair red, and they're or blonde or green, pick your color, it doesn't matter. And you, once you start talking to these people, you're like, wow, that person is one of the most nicest people I know. You know, but you just never assume. You never know what a person is going through, and you never know how intricate and how deep, you know, or even how shallow that person is, because there's a flip side to that. I heard seen somebody out here say, everything that glitters ain't gold. Absolutely. Everything that glitters is not gold. You may see some people on the outside, and and everything looks like in place. And that's why one of the things that Pam and I always would want to pride ourselves in is to say that you get the same person that you see now talking to you right now is the same person I am in the street. Same with Pam. You can, the same person, no matter what. We don't change who we are for anybody on the outside. If you don't take us for who we are, you just don't take us. But here's the key. We continually grow ourselves every day to evolve into a better person. All right. If you're not growing yourselves and you say, well, take me for who I am, then you're telling the world, take me for a person that's not growing, and that's what you're going to get. But every day we evolve and we learn different things that we attach them to our lives like an attachment, and things get better. We learn more and we deploy more things. So the transparency is key. So you got to make sure, even on the flip side of that thing, all right, a person may look like they got it all together on the inside, but when they go home, they're a mess. That their house is a mess. Their personal life is a mess. Their finances are a mess. They can tell you how to do everything else, but everything about them is wrong from the inside. But the outside, it's beautiful. Everything is just on point, and you think that everything is squared away, but it isn't. That's the flip side to that. But there's a flip side when you turn it inside out. Guys, there's a part of things that people don't look the norm to you. What's your norm? What may be your norm may not be their norm, right? So I talked about freedom, and one of the things I wanted to talk about on this show was freedom as well, because freedom is that thing that you don't just – it doesn't just come to you. You have to fight for freedom in every aspect of your life. If you're not fighting for your freedom, then that means somebody is controlling you. How do you fight for your freedom? Your freedom comes from your level of creativity. How do you express yourself? Who are you? You know, we were having a conversation the other day, and we were talking about people that do different things, and when they do them, how people are just assumed that they are this or they're that. And don't get me wrong. Sometimes when you do certain things, or you are something that you say you're not, then, you know, you are because you look that way. Right. If you're not a police officer, if you put on a police uniform, if you put on assume you're a police officer, if you're not a prostitute and you put on a prostitute outfit, then people are going to think you're a prostitute. Right. If you're not a pimp, but you dress like a pimp, people are going to think that that's who you are. So there are certain aesthetics that people look for to be able to visually quickly identify what you stand for and who you are. Right. You know, it's funny because of me on purpose today for the show, and it was me, you know, with my tattoos, and the people that know me probably up to a year ago, I probably only had one tattoo, right? And now I probably got about 8 or 9 tattoos, and people are like, you know, wow, you didn't have that, you know, 6 months ago. You didn't have that 3 months ago, yeah. And I'm like, absolutely not. And it's funny because I went home, and Pam was saying, Pam, my mom always used to talk about people with tattoos, right? And I went home, and Pam was like, I can't wait to see what your mom is going to think about your tattoos. And I just sat there and I thought, and I'm like, well, I am grown and I am free. So, you know, I love my mom dearly. That's my heart. But at the end of the day, you know, my mom respects who I am and what I stand for. So, you know, immediately I walked in the house and I told her, Pam, tell you, I put everything on full display. I'm like, so you guys can see. I said, hey, this is me. And for you guys that don't know, you know, my tattoos are my expression for me. Your expression for you is exactly what you want it to be. There are people that get big holes in their ears. I may not understand that, but it's something that they like. You know, there are some people that get their face pierced and things of that nature. I may not understand that. I may not like it personally for me, but it's them. Freedom is something that you fight for and that you have to express yourself creatively. In order for people to understand, you know, who you are. And for me, you know, my tattoos are a level of freedom for me. I never plan on ever working for anybody else another day in my life. For the rest of my life, I will write my own check. And my tattoos are my expression of that. You never see me have tattoos on my neck or my face or anything. And I think I'm by that where I'm going to go, all right? Probably won't get anymore. But at the end of the day, they're my expression of my freedom, of that I'm never working for anybody else. And what you see with me, ladies and gentlemen, is absolutely what you get. And I want you to have to open up the cover, because if you judge me by the outside, by my outward appearance, then guess what? You're not the person that I want to have in my circle or to associate with me anyway. And guys, that brings us to, you know, judging the book and opening up the book. Here's the thing. Some people have to get the understanding of when you see somebody and they are a certain way, just because you don't like it, it doesn't mean it gives you the right to talk about it to other people and ridicule and down that person. Now, this thing goes deeper than just tattoos or piercings or any of that, ladies and gentlemen. It's way deeper than that. We're just talking about everyday people that have nothing better to do with their life than to see people and automatically judge them. I'm telling you, I struggle with this, and I still have slight struggles when I see people. I have to say, no, Nate, you don't know what that person's going through. If you can't help that person, sometimes they may not even need help. If you can't open up the book, if you can't walk up to them and have a conversation with them and get to a point to where now you realize you know who this person is, then guess what? Leave the book sitting there. Walk away from the book. Understand that I just saw the cover. I don't know what's going on the inside. I don't know who that person is until I get to know them. So you never judge a book by its cover. Social media is one of those things, ladies and gentlemen, that when you see it, it's so intricate, but it's so demanding. It's one of those things where if you're not on it, then you feel like you're getting left behind. And I'm telling you, I'm gonna raise both hands. I struggle with social media. I really do, because there are sometimes I don't want to have this phone in my hand. I don't want it in my hand. Sometimes I just want to put it down and walk away from it. And guess what? Sometimes I do. I just put it down and I walk away from it because I write my ticket. It's my freedom to do that. You know, and here's the deal. This is how we build our business in large portion is online. But when you're on social media, sometimes your level of freedom says, I want to be free from this. So I want to just, you know, I think I just want to get up and go hit some golf balls. You know, oh, you know, I think I want to get up and I want to just go take my shirt off, jump in the pool. Oh, you know what? I think I just want to get up and I just want to go sit down and watch the big screen down at the bar and grill. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. It's your level of freedom. But as long as you are allowing other people on the outside to dictate and determine what you do because you're so hell-bent on pleasing everybody else, whenever you do that, ladies and gentlemen, you stifle the level of creativity that God gave you to be unique, to be the person with the fingerprints that he gave you that you were called to be. And you start wandering off into different directions because it's what everybody else wants and it's not what you want, right? Jump in the right vehicle and get where you want to be, right? Get where you need to be, more importantly, right? So if you're not judging a book by its cover, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you right now, social media is one of those things that you can look at it and you can scroll and somebody will call me up. I've gotten text messages before and they'll say, hey, I see you didn't like this post. You didn't like that post. Hey, I can tell you, I didn't see it. I didn't, guess what? I just don't sit on social media all day scrolling because I don't want to be tied down on that level. I'm just not going to sit there all day and see stuff that I can like and stuff that I don't like. If you see my post, if you like it or don't like it, I don't feel ill about it. I don't. Maybe I just didn't see it. Or here's the thing. Maybe I just didn't like it. I just didn't hit the like button. It could be either or. But I don't want to be placed in that box to where I feel compelled to go on and like everything. If I don't like it, such and such is going to get mad. No, they're going to think that I'm not with, oh my gosh. You know, I'm never going to be placed in that box. And most people that know me, they know, and I'm giving you guys, this. It's all about freedom for me. So most of us don't fight for money. We fight for freedom, right? That's what our real struggle is. It's freedom. Money just offers you a level of freedom. So we do the things that we need to do to get that level of freedom. But some freedom, ladies and gentlemen, is just not worth dealing with, not worth fighting for, because it requires too much. You fight for freedom to go from one box to the next box. That's not the freedom you want. You want to fight for freedom to get out of the box. And guess what? There is no box. Nobody can put me in a box. I'm probably one of the most unpredictable people that you'll ever meet. I don't do the same thing every day. I wake up and I'm always transparent, But Pam will tell you, I'm a different person. There's maybe something that I want to do different today. I may want to talk about something different. I don't think anything is really off limits for me in terms of, you know, in the realm of reality and creativity. I believe that my space is my space. And I believe that what I create in my space is it dictates my level of freedom. If I say that I want this show to be on the beach today, I can do that. If I say that I want to do my show, you know, underwater, then I can do that. If I say that I want to do my show, you know, while I'm driving down the road, I can do that. Hey, 2 + 2 may not equal 4 in my space. It may equal 6, but it's my space, and I create what I want in my space. And when I create it, the right people are going to come to view it simply because we must vibe in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So never judge a book by its cover, but more importantly, always be creative. Live in your creative zone, all right? And also, we always talk about, guys, getting in the trenches and doing what you need to do there. Guys, everything isn't glitz and glam, all right? Everybody's not going to see you, and everybody's not going to ooh and ah at what you're doing right away. The oohs and the ahs come, and they come, and you don't even know they're coming. It's just a part of your creativity. It's a part of your journey. But if you don't do that trench work, ladies and gentlemen, you never have a foundation. And every time somebody steps on your flower, that means, and it crushes it, and you have no foundation, it will never grow again. So the foundation that you create, ladies and gentlemen, is all about you creating the system of roots that reaches out and it touches every level of your creativity because you're building it. You're not building it because of what somebody else said. You're genuinely getting in that mirror and you're saying, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to do it. This is when I want to do it. And this is what I want to do to get it done. And guess what? Once you put all of that stuff in place, it's when God starts to send the people because you've done your due diligence. You're not allowing people to affect you by saying, well, I think you're this or I think you're that. And this is how I feel about this. This is, you don't even know me. You can say that. You can get in the mirror and say, you don't even know me. People don't know you, then you can't allow them to affect you. I'm giving you guys the good stuff. This isn't the salt and the sugar. I'm giving you guys the all natural herbs that you need to move your life to the next level, the freedom that you need to turn your situation around and stop being dictated and determined by everything else around you and everybody else telling you you got to do this, you got to do that. I'm going to tell you right now, people know wholeheartedly that there's a lot of things that you can say to me, and Pam will tell you, you can tell me a lot of different things, and I'm going to consider it. I'm going to be like, hey, okay, yeah, that may work. Let me run that through my processor, okay, because I've uncluttered my processor. My processor, my hard drive, you know, is free and open, and I've got space in there to process things the way I want to process them. So you can tell me to do a certain thing, but Pam will tell you, you're not violating my freedom. If it's something that I don't want to do, I'm going to clearly tell you, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it. It's not because I hate you. It's just because I'm not willing. I'll say, hey, what's the sacrifice? Am I willing to make this sacrifice? And if I make this sacrifice, I start spinning it in my head. And is this sacrifice, am I going to, is this going to require much more of me down the road? And it's going to sidetrack me from doing this and this and this. You know, and being that it does, then I'm saying, no, no, no. And it's just that quick. Now, can my mind be changed? Absolutely. Pam does it all the time. Pam will tell me, you know, she'll say, you know, Nate, well, you know, can, you know, you think you can do this? And I'll be like, No, I'm not going to do that. She'll be like, well, you know, what about, you know, do this? And I'm processing, I'm like, you know what, you may have a point. So, you know what, I'll change my mind, I'll do that. But she'll tell you there are clearly times when she may say, can you do something? Or somebody else will ask me to do something. I'll be like, and I'll quickly run it through my processor. And I'll say, no, I don't want to do that. I won't do that, you know. And that's just me, right? That's just me. Because I'm never going to allow anybody to violate, you know, my level of freedom. And most people, here's the key. You guys should write this down. You guys should write this down, all right? Most people that want to violate your freedom and put you in situations to violate your freedom, I'm not talking about just asking you to do certain things. I'm talking about asking you to do things that are clearly wrong and that compromise you and what you stand for. Most people that do that to you are the people that will never let you violate theirs. They're willing to violate yours, but they're not going to let you violate theirs. See, there's the difference. When you're free, with the understanding of freedom, then you never want to take anybody else's. All you want to do is push people to be creative. And it's funny because I'm going to be transparent with you guys on something here. And then I'm going to put some of these comments, address some of these comments. We got a few more minutes. You know, this show is, and I've always told you guys, you know, how this show is evolving and things of that nature. And when I look at this show, Pam will tell you, I have a very, very intricate vision, and the things that I want to do are not second year things. The things that I want to do may be fifth or sixth year things in somebody else's mind. But I always see my freedom as this show is a bridge the gap type show. And if I'm bridging gaps for people, and people, the show is helping people, then it needs to go to the next level, right? So I've always, this is the way my mind thinks. If it is ordained of God, then that means God will provide for it. I'm not going to have to ask anybody for anything. It's going to move along at the pace that God wants it to move at, which gives it the foundation that it needs, which runs me through the fire to make sure that, you know, that I'm 100, that I'm ready to take this on. I'm not just asking for something that I'm not ready for. So I run it through the mill, and I go through the fire, and I say, God, send the right people to help this show move to the next level, not at my pace, but at the pace that you would like it to move. And in that, I know that I got to stay humble enough for God to want to use me. So that's why the show is unscripted. That's why I don't write things down. That's why I'm not looking at anything right now except this camera, because if it's not in me, I don't want it to come out of me, because I don't want to fabricate it, because I want to get it directly from the source. There is no middleman. I want to get it directly from the source. So if I'm getting it directly from the source, then I say, God, send me the people that can be the circle, okay, not just to help me move my vision forward, which is ultimately your vision, not just to do that, but send me the people that also have vision, that have some things that they want to accomplish. And that's the epitome of circle. Circle is not one person, it's just benefiting. Everybody is benefiting from the circle and what's going on in the circle, but there may be one, like right now, the grind may be the vehicle that's driving the circle, but what's the other circle? What, everybody else in the circle, what's your aspirations? What are your visions? What do you want to create? Let's, at the end of the day, let's get everybody in here creating, so that now we've created some things that are just going to be perpetual, and now everything spins off. The grind may have been the first vehicle, but what's the next vehicle that we're going to spin off with this thing? And now we have a roadmap of how to do it. And now, you know, there comes a time in your life, guys, when you've supported everything with everybody else. You've been there. You've been that person. You've given. You've been a servant. There comes a time in your life when you have to start creating something for yourself. But we all have to do our time in serving, right? We have to, we call it servant leadership, right? You can't, you just can't be servant leadership for the rest of your life and never lead anybody to anything, right? You're never leading. There are no lakes. There's no water. You're not leading anybody to anything. You're just being led everywhere. And you're just serving everybody, and you're never doing anything else for yourself. You're not creating anything. If God created you, that means he gave you something that's unique to only you. Figure that out. Figure that piece out. And I'm not telling you to jump on stage and start talking about it and start shooting yourself out there. I'm telling you, start putting the groundwork in place, put the foundation in place. Okay? And once you put the foundation in place, ladies and gentlemen, that means you're humble. You understand that you want God to use you to not just get your message out there, but ultimately it's his message. And if it's a good message, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? God will provide. All right? So let me read some comments here because this is the People Show. Sheila Blanchard, great morning, young lady. Thank you for jumping on the ground. Always great to see you. All right, guys, let's see what we got here. like CJ and Sierra, Rachel Joseph says, absolutely. Sonia Gilker says, never assume. Rachel B. Joseph says, I miss my red hair. Man, if your red hair, if it's conducive for what you do, Rachel. And, you know, if your level of creativity then, and you feel strongly about it, then hey, man, get it back. But you got to know that there must be a level of people out there that like your red hair. And you got to be willing to take the hits, and you got to be willing to find those people that like it. And that's the thing. If you're building business, ladies and gentlemen, then you got to know. Do what you got to do. Again, there's a level of freedom, right? There's a level of freedom that we all want to have, all right? But I could come on here with my shirt off every day. That's not going to serve anything. I could come on here, ladies and gentlemen, with a dirty face and wake up and not even wash my face every day. I can come on here and look like a fool, but what? Then I'm going to attract a whole bunch of people that like people to look like fools, and that kind of sells these days. I don't know why, but it does. So, Rachel, don't let anybody stop your creativity, young lady. Do your thing. James Dawkins, hey, what's going on, James Dawkins? Welcome to the grind, sir. Absolutely, Miss Sonia Gilchrist. Thank you for always chiming in. Who else we have here? New Life Curry, she's right. Freedom. Pam McCrae says freedom. Josh Pastor says freedom is the best gift you can get. Absolutely. A new life, Curry family. You have a smart wife, husband good. God is good, y'all. Y'all blessed, man. And husbands look at y'all all the time. Such a team together. Thank you so much. New life, Curry. Thank you so much for that. And that's very, very nice of you. I'm glad we can offer some wisdom and some examples for you guys. That's very humbling. Emma Grace said, yes, if you don't want to do it, he ain't doing it. Absolutely. She knows me. You know, she knows me. But I will take into consideration, guys, I'm not selfish, but I will take into consideration, you know, of my decision before I say that. And you know, here's the thing with me. I'm a trial by fire guy. All right. I'm a trial by fire guy. And I always say Pam will tell you because Pam knows me best, because she's the person that's closest to me. If you want to know something about me, 100. Nobody can tell you better than Pam McCrae, all right? And she's going to let you know, all right? But I'm a trial by fire guy. Anybody that I run across and we're breaking bread, I'm never going to fish for you. I'm going to always teach you how to fish. I see every moment as a moment to share some wisdom, to share some knowledge. If I see maybe there's a shortcoming in something, not everybody wants to be coached. Not everybody wants your advice. And I get that. So I don't haphazardly just give it. It has to be a person that's open for it. And when I see that there's something that you can do that's going to help you learn, then I'm going to let you go through what you need to go through in order for you to grow through it. And a lot of people are too busy helping people on a level that they don't need to be helped on. And you're helping them and you're trying to get them out of a situation that they clearly need to go straight through because of the decision that they made. Back up, help them figure out how they made the bad decisions and affect the change there, okay? And once you know the change is affected there, even when you're in that thing, once God realizes that you know why you're going through what you go through, then guess what? Then he starts to pull you out of it, because now you're putting action into not going through that situation again. So, you know, I always make sure that people are being, you know, I want people to get some value out of the conversations that they have. So I see everything as a teaching moment. It's just who I am. And I don't fight. Even with my kids, I'm the same way. You know, my kids will say, Dad, can you do that? I'm like, let me show you how to do it. And if I can show you how to do it, then you can start doing it on your own. And then maybe I can show your brother and sister how to do it. And you're not taking my time up for you, me showing you how to do it every day. So I put the pressure on them to learn how to do certain things. My son, he'll bring his clothes in for us to iron. I'm like, no, you go iron them. You're 10 years old. You're 11. Go iron your own clothes, right? So certain things I'm always going to push people to go through the fire on, because if you don't go through it, you don't grow through it, you're definitely not going to get what you need to get out of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know we're coming to an end here. And, man, I appreciate all of you being on the show this morning. And the comments, man, are absolutely amazing. I love it. I love the fact that you guys are, you know, are on, you're listening to what's happening. You understand that this show is not about me. This show is about bridging gaps. And the comments that you put on this screen, ladies and gentlemen, they help people. And people are able to not just get through their day, but to get through their week, their month, their year. And the more transparent we can be, the more people are actually helped by this show. So, guys, you know, everybody knows, it's no secret that we're trying to put together a tour here to hit 3 cities before the end of the year. That's chugging along. We'll give you guys more details once we get them. So, and things are going to move in the direction that God wants them to move, guys, not a minute, a second, or a day before that. So, man, God bless you guys. I hope you guys have a very grinding day. I hope you guys have a very eventful day. And guys, we'll be live back on the grind on next Tuesday. We will be in the air for Thursday's show. If we get the opportunity to do something from South Africa, maybe a show from South Africa, maybe we'll do that as well. But it'll be at a very unorthodox time of day. But hopefully you guys will be able to chime in as well. So, man, God bless you guys. Everybody, man, go out and have a winning day. And remember, never let anybody compromise your level of freedom. Do what you need to do to move yourself forward. And remember, if it's what you like and you know it's moving you forward, ladies and gentlemen, that's the key, moving you forward, then do it. Exercise your level of creativity, ladies and gentlemen. Stay down in those trenches and keep going.
Hey, hey, hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited, so go on and get to clapping. Go pop a four, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan, drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami, wake up with no jammies. Lots to tell for dinner, Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it, got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it, take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac,
girl, let's put some miles. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. Tell me who.